When the procession starts moving again, you discreetly try to leave the cortege, but it tightens inexorably around you like a living vice. The misshapen bodies with their shambling gaits stick to you, pressing in from all sides, their webbed hands brushing against your clothes. Every escape attempt is blocked by new participants who surge forward to fill the gaps. Pestilential odours of rotten fish and sea decay assail you, mingled with the fetid exhalations of mutating flesh. The music grows increasingly strident, the guttural chants echoing all around you in that abyssal language. You are prisoners of this corrupt human tide which drags you inexorably toward a fate you sense is doomed. Suddenly everything stops in a supernatural silence. In the distance, an incantation rises, followed by a gong. A palpable relief washes through the crowd as it respectfully parts, making way for the master of ceremonies, who is flanked by amphibious creatures with bulging eyes. Reaching you, he fixes you with his inhuman gaze. "How kind of you to bring back what belongs to us. The great Dagon will never forget your generosity."